the latest technology,
the perfect must-have for every golfer,
the coolest trends,
oh, gnarly,
insight from the hottest talent and industry insiders.
Sometimes par is good enough to win.
The South Shore's only golf show on the radio.
This is Goldie Bounce Golf Live.
It's in the hole.
Here's your host, Liza Churchill.
Welcome to Goldie Bounce Golf. I'm your host, Liza Churchill, coming to you live from the lovely South Shore studios of 95.9 WATD. I was listening to Bill Wilhelm's show. Thank you so much, Bill, for having your guest on. Mr. Burnham, it was a really nice message for everyone that's dealing with depression. So my first guest this evening is Joe Keefe. Joe's the head golf professional at the South Shore Country Club in Hingham. Welcome, Joe.
Good evening, Liza. How you doing?
I'm doing really good. All right. So what's going on over at South Shore today?
Oh, today in general, just a very, very busy day. Great day for golf. South Shore Country Club, a beautiful venue, as most people know, on the South Shore. But today, very, very nice. Just normal play. Yesterday, we just went through a large member guest. That went very, very well. And just a lot of play. When the weather's nice, they come out of the woodwork to play South Shore. It's a great Wayne Styles design. And it was just great. A lot of fun today. A lot of nice people. And it's going very well. Thank you.
What's your event yesterday? How many people played?
On the golf course, I'd say probably over 270 probably played yesterday. We had the Bags group, Steve Ritter with the Boston Area Golf Society. They came out after.
Wow.
The member guests, I'd say we probably had about 80 or so playing the member guests, and just members before the member guests. Then the member guests came, and then Bags came out, and just a busy day, and I think it went great.
That's really busy. So your facility was voted the best recreational facility south of Boston. You seem to have tons of stuff going on there.
You know, they're really great. I mean, it depends what people like. I mean, there's a lot of great golf courses on the South Shore, but certainly one of my favorite, not just because I happen to work there, it's just one of those old-fashioned designs that I like, similar to Marshfield Country Club. Wayne Styles design, as I mentioned earlier, as well as Marshfield, which that is just old-fashioned. You know, there's something about those old-fashioned golf courses. For me, anyway, my eye tends to gravitate towards those. It's just the elevated greens, the natural surroundings. You know, it's not like anything was really moved way, way back then in the early 20s. It was just sort of natural. And I think those great architects figured that out real early. It's just a classic to me. It's just a classic.
Yeah, and it was built in 1922.
Yes, it was. Wayne Styles, and just a great job. You know, certainly one of the Ross proteges, or certainly at that era, the Donald Ross craze was going on. And little did they know how well they were doing. It seems like it's now that we recognize how great they really were. But I think even a lot of the new golf course architects that are out there now designing golf courses try to emulate a lot of what they've done. They try not to move around a lot of dirt and just try to find what's naturally out there. And I think Styles did a tremendous job at South Shore.
I think so as well. The golden age of architects back then, a lot of the reconstruction of golf courses now with the old courses is going on.
Yeah, you'll see a lot of that, I think, with what Michael Hurston's one of the ones that are doing that right now. A lot of those, Jeffrey Corner, certainly he's the older gentleman, but of the group of the old...
Brian Silva
Corner,
as well.
Silva, Mungem, Mark Mungem's doing a lot of that. Brian Hurston, a lot of those guys that are out there right now are doing a lot of that when they try to improve a golf course. If they come in there just to redo bunkers or redo a couple of holes, they try. Certainly, I think you'll see a lot of them go to a lot of the old-fashioned, well, the original designs of the golf course to try to find out what was there originally and try to duplicate that.
They have the old plans and the old designs. Do you know if you all have the original plans for your golf course there?
No, we have a nice picture of the golf course,
right,
of the original, not the blueprints,
yeah,
but it was
blueprints.
Just like a layout of the golf course, and we're very fortunate to have that. We actually have a number of photographs that we found and we brought out, and some holes that are just so gorgeous, and they're so different that there's the bunkers that are not there any longer. You know, our great director of operations, Jay McGrail, I've said to him a number of occasions that we just said, you know, let's try to get back there and find these pictures and try to go back there and recreate what was done, because it seems like that in architecture and just in great golf courses, it almost seems like, well, we're climbing close to a 100-year-old golf course, and it just seems like, wow, it'd be nice to sort of recreate what it used to look like, and you know, I know it's hard. It's financial, fiscal responsibility and things, and it's not always easy to do that. But if you can do a little bit of here, a little bit there of trying to make it what it once was, I think people would really, really enjoy it, even more than they do now.
I think so, too. Now, you're a municipal course, so you're owned by the town of Hingham. Is that true?
Yes, that is. The town of Hingham, I don't know all the particular details of what took place. I know it was
right.
A private golf course built in the 20s. It was private for the longest time, into the 60s anyway, even through the 70s. A couple different owners took it, and I think from the latest I've heard, somewhere in the 80s, the owner at the time, I'm not sure if it was one of the Gianfrantes or something, I forget the actual order of ownership, may have come up to a point where they said, you know, we're going to sell the golf course. Real estate developers wanted the pristine property that it was. They were actually starting to sell off some of the greens that they had, and the town just took it over by eminent domain and said, no, this isn't going to happen. We're keeping this golf course. They bought it, I believe, in the 80s at one particular time, and set up a management committee and set up a group to take the club over and run it and organize it. And they still, to this day, the Country Club Management Committee basically oversees that along with the town. But I think it was a great move on their part. Some may disagree, but I happen to think it's a great move on their part to keep that golf course viable as a golf course, and I believe it is set that way that it'll remain a golf course forever.
Oh, that's amazing. That's amazing they did that. It's great.
Yeah.
Now, how is the facility holding up in this slow economy? I mean,
I'll tell you what, like, it's amazing to me how this facility, well, I think it's a lot to do with a lot of different things. There's a lot of happenings going on right there. A few years ago, it was run by a management company. They actually, Nora Berard, who actually is over at Pembroke Golf Course right now, took the facility and really turned things around. Got the irrigation system going, got the town to hire Jay McGrail, the golf course superintendent, changed the workings of the program. It used to, again, be managed by a management company, but now she took it over, and the town now, you know, town employees basically run the golf course. She hired Jay McGrail. She since left South Shore. They elevated, promoted Jay to the director of golf operations, who did a marvelous job when he was superintendent. He's got a great staff, and there's a vibe going on right now. The facility is in excellent shape. It's really, really improved since even 3 or 4 years ago. A lot of people are excited about playing the facility, and as a matter of fact, believe it or not, in this tough economy, we capped out, and we have now a waiting list to join the golf course, which to me is unheard of in the last 3 or 4 years in the economy. We actually have a waiting list again.
No, I believe that. I saw recently that Sterling Country Club was auctioned off recently. Things like that, you know, that have been happening to the private clubs, I can see where someone would join a municipal or semi-private.
Yeah, and I think there's true. It's a difference. It all depends. I always tell everybody who's looking for an application or membership, just, you know, if you can justify the cost in your own head, you know, it's phenomenal. I mean, if you're playing, you know, you pay X dollars, and if you can play enough to generate that or to get to surpass that, per se, and it's a good value. It's good value, and you can come out. We take care of the membership. They 10 days in advance tee times. The general public gets 7, so if you ever want a tee time, you're going to get it before anybody else does. You know, great restaurant. Raphael's actually has come over as the new caterers at the country club. They did massive renovations in the clubhouse. The clubhouse is stunning right now. The golf course in tremendous shape. There's just a buzz going on about South Shore, and the conditions are excellent. Everyone's enjoying it.
All right, well, stay on the line. You're listening to Goldie Bounce Golf on 95.9 WATD, the South Shore's favorite radio station. I'm your host, Liza Churchill. Up next, a word from my ad sponsor, Golfology and Nike Golf.
To play like a pro, you have to shop at the best. Golfology offers the best.
Right now, buy Nike clubs and get a signing bonus. Purchase specially marked Nike clubs and earn up to $200 in store credit towards Nike golf products.
Golfology, formerly known as Edwin Watts. 19 consecutive years as winner of the 25 best off-course retailers in America, according to Golf Business World. Visit one of our 3 locations in Hanover, Hyannis, and South Attleboro, and online at GolfologyUSA.com.
You're listening to Goldie Bounce Golf Live on 95.9 WATD.
Welcome back. You're listening to Goldie Bounce Golf. I'm your host, Liza Churchill. On the line with me this evening is head golf professional from South Shore Country Club, Joe Keefe. Joe, we just have a few minutes left, and I wanted to ask you about some other stuff going on at your facility besides golf. I
know South Shore is very unique, Liza, in the sense of tennis clubs that is also there. They have a swimming pool, and one very, very unique feature at South Shore Country Club, they actually have a 10-lane candlepin bowling alleys at the golf course. So it's a really unique property. So there's a lot of things that go on when the pool will open up soon. It's just bustling with a lot of kids that come out to South Shore. It's a very, very active facility. The pool is awesome. The bowling alley is great. They have leagues for seniors, and just anytime, you know, whether it's good weather or bad. Usually, I was just talking to actually the proprietor of the bowling alley this afternoon. He goes like, "I bet you guys are busy today." I'm not really too busy today because it's too nice of a day. You know, the bowling alley's looking for a lot. You know, cold weather or bad weather, a lot of people come in and go bowling, but it's pretty unique. And there's a couple tennis courts that are there as well, and it's just it's a great property, well within the listening area of the great WATD, for sure.
Well, yes. And for the tennis facility, you have a tennis pro there, and you have tennis ladders and tournaments for the juniors.
They have some things, absolutely. They have some operations that go on. I do not know a lot about the tennis operation.
Right.
Parrott is the director of operations of the tennis area. There's some signage over by the courts. He does run some junior classes and some lessons and things like that. But my hands are sort of full with the golf end. I'll leave the tennis to Ken.
Yeah, I hear you. Can people that want to come play your course, can they book tee times online?
Absolutely they can. Actually, our website is southshorecc.com. There is right on the front page, there is a access to tee times. There will be a member button. There will be a non-member button. All they have to do is just click on the button, follow the steps as they go, and within 7 days in advance, you can book online. It's convenient. We have 24/7 phone line service. All they have to do is call 781-749-8479 24/7. They'll get linked to either the Pro Shop Live, or they will get a answering service that can book their tee times any during the day and night. And come on over. We look forward to having you.
Definitely. Now, Joe, how long have you been there for? About 12 years?
Well, on and off, I started there first and went from about 1994 through almost to 2000. Sort of did a little Mr. Mom kind of action. My mom, my wife travels a lot, and at that current time, my kids were a little bit younger, and we decided it was probably best that I sort of watch the kids and things like that. But fortunately enough for me, they got a little bit older. And the job happened to open up. Holly Taylor was the PGA professional that followed me, and she got a job down at PGA Golf Club down in St. Lucie, and the job opened up again, and I was fortunate enough to be rehired again, and I'm really happy to be back. A lot of great people up there, and they treat me well.
Yeah, definitely. Now, do you do some golf analyst stuff for WBZ Radio yourself, or was that in the past?
Well, a little bit in the past, I thought it was so great when I got the New England PGA notice that you were starting up a golf show, because I did the same thing. I started in 1996. I did a solid 12 years of broadcasting for a lot of time slots. We had a good two-hour show for many years, and sometimes even 2 hours on a Sunday night. We did 2 more hours on a Wednesday night. I look back when I got your email, or I saw the email, I said, sent you a note saying congratulations, because I do miss the radio. Actually spent a number of years at WATD, and most of my time with WJDA up in Quincy, and WESX. They were simulcast. We actually got connected with Ed Perry with Marshfield, and we did had like 3 stations going together at once, and I miss it, to be honest with you, Liza. It was so much fun. Got to go to some great tournaments. Went to most of the U.S. Opens in the last number of years, the Masters a number of times, and get to broadcast back. And I actually did work for WBZ And it was with Peter Casey, and it was phenomenal. I enjoy it. I miss it a lot, and I wish you the best, because I think I hope you have a great time, too. It's really great. You meet a lot of great people.
Everyone's really supportive, and, of course, golf is fun. So
absolutely.
But listen, we're just about out of time, and I want to thank you so much for coming on, and I'll definitely have you on again.
Hey, my pleasure, Liza. Thanks for having me, and give me a call. You're welcome to play South Shore anytime.
Oh, thank you so much.
Thank you.
My next guest, calling in from Golfology, formerly Edwin Watts of New England, is Hyannis store manager, Eric Harbalas. Eric, you on the line?
Yes, I am, Liza.
I'm really sorry I stumbled on your last name.
No, it's actually very good. Good job.
Okay, good, because I was a little nervous about that. Sometimes it's a silent I or A. Or
Perfect.
So, Golfology is formerly Edwin Watts of New England. You've been serving the folks in New England since 1986.
Mm-hmm.
Now, why the name change?
We were a franchise of Edwin Watts, and I guess it was time that we kind of went out on our own, if you will, and it seemed like the right time to do it, I guess, is the way to put it.
I think it was a perfect time. A lot of the big chains are going out of business.
Yeah, they are. They're having a hard time. We've been blessed. I have to be honest, we've been very blessed. We've been doing very well, knock on wood, for the past couple of years, thankfully.
Can you give me a little bit of background or the history of the company? Just a short history.
Sure. The owner, Phil Upham, I guess started, as you say, about 25 years ago. He was in the corporate world and figured it was time to make a change and decided to. So he embarked on this great adventure of starting a golf business and became a franchise of Edwin Watts. And early on, he was, I guess pioneer is a good word, because not too many people were doing it back then, mostly pro shops and on the private courses. And he basically happened upon a need in the South Shore, and ever since then it's just been, you know, kind of escalating over the years, I guess you'll say.
And you have three locations?
Yes. We have South Attleboro, we have Hanover, and Hyannis.
I think that you have a very loyal following, I know, with like the PGA pros themselves, the club pros.
Yes, we do. That's another thing I'm very grateful for. I have a lot of people that come in. We have a lot of regular people who are living, at least on the Cape, I will say. We have a lot of regular people who stop in even every couple of days, even to say hi or, you know, get some golf balls and get what they need. And we have several guys that work there, have customers that kind of come to see us for advice and for help. Their equipment.
Well, I know you have a stellar reputation, and I wanted to know where Phil Upham, the CEO, came up with the name Golfology.
It's a very eclectic name, but he's a very he's unique in the sense that he's just a great guy, and he thinks very much, and not to use this phrase, but he thinks very much out of the box, and he wanted something that was very different from the norm. He wanted it to be like people that can come in and talk to golf scientists, I guess you will, people who are extremely knowledgeable about the game of golf as well as the equipment, and that's basically how he came up with the name.
So that's where the word golfologist would come from?
Exactly. Now, that's what he wanted us to be called in the beginning, were golfologists. And I think we actually, I don't know if this, I know I mentioned to you off air, but toyed with the idea of possibly wearing white lab coats, but we stopped that, thankfully.
Would you wear your golf clothes under, like your polo shirts and then your lab coat?
Hopefully that, yes. Yes,
well,
definitely.
Well, if someone is so desperate to fix their swing, they might go with that when they come in the door. Oh, it looks okay.
Yeah,
like it would
exactly.
Look so out of place, but you know what I mean.
Exactly.
Now, you have three locations, but do you also have two warehouses where you house a lot of your equipment?
We actually have one warehouse.
All right.
The Hanover location is very large. We have a purchasing manager who's very, very good at what he does, as well as two purchasing managers. They're awesome. I've never met anybody, two guys better. They keep us well-equipped and well-stocked, and when the stores need it, we basically pull from that inventory.
Well, your store also has the honor, since 1991, of winning the industry's most coveted award, the Golf World Business's 25 Best Off-Course Retailers in America.
Yeah.
So that's pretty big.
That's something that Mr. Upham really prides himself on, and something that he teaches all of us. And it's really, I don't want to say instilled in us, but it is. And it's something that we take a lot of pride in doing and focusing on and making sure everybody's really happy and getting everything taken care of.
Definitely. Just stay on the line for me for a minute. I'm going to go to commercial and come right back.
Happy.
You're listening to Goldie Bounce Golf on 95.9 WATD, the South Shore's favorite radio station. Up next, a word from my ad sponsor.
To play like a pro, you have to shop at the best. Golfology offers the best.
Right now, buy Nike clubs and get a signing bonus. Purchase specially marked Nike clubs and earn up to $200 in store credit towards Nike golf products.
Golfology, formerly known as Edwin Watts. 19 consecutive years as winner of the 25 best off-course retailers in America, according to Golf Business World. Visit one of our three locations in Hanover, Hyannis, and South Attleboro, and online at GolfologyUSA.com.
You're listening to Goldie Bounce Golf Live on 95.9 WATD.
Welcome back. I'm Liza Churchill. On the line with me is Golfology Hyannis store manager Eric Harvalas. Sorry, I tried to get it again.
You did a great job.
People screw up my name all the time. In fact, the guest before you, so it's just funny. So what are some of the services that your golfologists offer to your customers?
It's kind of like a wide array. We do everything from helping them choose the right footwear to the right clothing to the right driver, kind of making sure that we meet all their needs across the board.
And you also have some PGA professionals on staff in the stores?
We do. We try to have one in each location. I know right now we have a couple of gentlemen working for the company that are PGA professionals, yes.
And you also do, like, the computerized launch monitor and...
Yes, each location is equipped with a launch monitor. We pride ourselves on kind of having those and use those. It's a new twist on the old industry, so to speak, but it's something that's become a necessity for us to use in helping people choose the right loft as well as shaft and driver, I guess you can say.
Yeah, I think so as well. You have certified club fitters.
Yes, we are all, definitely.
Do you have an education program there through Golfology or Edwin Watts that you're certified to club fit, or how does that work?
Great question. Each manufacturer has a certification.
Oh, all right.
Nike has a very extensive online program that we all train in. It goes through not just the equipment, but the clothing, the technology that they use in their drivers, all the way through the technology in their golf shirts. But each manufacturer, as well as the Titleist and Ping and Callaway, we're actually supposed to and do take online examinations, so we're very up to date on how to fit people properly.
Yeah, there's so much involved now. In fact, they even have the like the Bridgestone ball fitting challenge that you offer. I know that there's ball fitting vans that are on the PGA Tour now that you get fit with certain compression ball, and that's pretty big as well.
It is. We actually had Bridgestone in our store on Hyannis on Saturday. Unfortunately, we had great weather. we were quiet, but we did have some customers in. One gentleman came in, was using a specific golf ball, and he kind of took the ball test just to see what would happen, and they increased his distance by 12 yards. He then was happy to purchase himself a dozen golf balls, because in today's industry, you know, gaining yardage is key.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
You have some demo days that you do. You have major vendors and sales and tech staff on hand at those demo days. If people are planning to attend one of your demo days, should they make an appointment? Or?
No, actually, that's the good thing. They don't need to. But I know when we have our demo days, we just had one at Pine Hills. We'll be having one at Hyannis Golf Course on June 5th, where it's basically just, it's 10 to 3, and you just show up. And every manufacturer will be there, and they'll be set up on the driving range so you can test all the new equipment and also be fit for the latest equipment.
Tell me about your end of the season tent sale. That must be pretty good.
It is. It's a very interesting, it's a lot of fun. It's also a great way for us to be outside all day, but we end up, what we do in each location is we put up a very large tent outside the store and basically fill the tent with equipment. We also bring in clothing and shoes, and it's a really great way for us to, you know, get product out there, sell off some used equipment, as well as some old demo, you know, the demo.
Yeah, the demos.
Season. Yeah.
Wow. Now, tell me about your pro line of golf products that you offer.
We offer, we offer everything from Adams, Callaway, Nike, Titleist, all the major manufacturers. And we offer everything, pretty much what they, all manufacturers, at one time you could say some of the companies did not even have hybrids, but today all the major brands have everything from putters to hybrids and drivers
right.
and irons.
Guys, there's much hype in the industry about Puma taking over Cobra Golf.
It's actually very interesting. I don't know if most, hopefully the people have heard about it. I think it's going to be a good thing.
Yeah.
I know that Puma wanted to make a statement in the golf business. They're going to be holding on to some of the younger, I hate to say that, being older myself, but they're holding on to some of the younger guys like Camilo Villegas, I believe. And it should be a very good move. It should help that company grow even farther.
Well, I have a lot to do with the Puma Ocean Racing, so I know the company itself goes full tilt boogie when they do anything.
Yeah.
We only have a few minutes left. I want to ask you, what's hot for Father's Day?
Good question. Father's Day is always a great day. It's a day where we sell a lot of golf balls. you know, we have everything. The hottest golf ball we sell right now is probably the Callaway, the Tour IS ball. It's been getting a lot of publicity and winning a lot of tournaments. You know, the Nike VR drivers are very popular. You know, there's a lot of things out there for people to choose.
Or just a gift certificate.
Yeah, exactly. That's a very good
That's
thing.
Easy.
It is.
Well, listen, Eric, it looks like we're just about out of time. I'd like to thank you so much for calling in and continued good luck this season at Golfology.
Thank you so much, Liza. I appreciate it.
Check out all the deals at Golfology online at golfologyusa.com.
Tune in to Goldie Bounce Golf Live, heard every Sunday night at 6:30 exclusively on 95.9 WATD.